Good morning, this is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Nininem Hang Sing. The All India Congress Committee has named T. Chalukumba Ao as its candidate for the 28th Koridang ST Assembly by-election in Nagaland. The ticket was formally handed over to its official candidate T. Chalukumba Ao by MP Lok Sabha and NPCC President S. Supramoyan Jamir at Congress Bhavan in Kohima last evening in the presence of its working president Kredi Tenyo, party leaders and workers. Mr. Jamir said due procedures were followed and expressed confidence in Mr. Ao's prospects.
I would like to hand over this certificate to our interview candidate, Shri T. Chalukumba Ao, with all the best wishes from the rings and files of the Congress, and hoping that, and with the blessings and extending the moral support from his constituency, and we are very much sure, with the blessing of everyone, he is going to win the elections.
T. Chalukumba Ao, who has contested the last three elections, said it was his first Congress ticket and a long-cherished aspiration. He will file his nomination tomorrow and begin campaigning next week. The by-election for the 28th Koridang Assembly constituency is scheduled to take place on April. Prime Minister Narendra Modi yesterday spoke with Iranian President Dr. Masoud Pezeshkian and conveyed Eid and Nowruz greetings. Both the leaders expressed hope that this festive season brings peace, stability and prosperity in West Asia. In a social media post, Prime Minister Modi condemned attacks on critical infrastructure in the region, which threaten regional stability and disrupt global supply chains. He reiterated the importance of safeguarding freedom of navigation and ensuring that shipping lanes remain open and secure. Mr. Modi appreciated Iran's continued support for the safety and security of Indian nationals in Iran. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has said modern warfare now goes beyond borders, with national security covering economic, digital, energy and food sectors. Addressing the Raising Day and Diamond Jubilee celebrations of Sainik School Gorakhal in Uttarakhand via video conferencing yesterday, Mr. Singh stressed the need for a strong military backed by alert and prepared citizens, noting that conflicts today also involve cyber, space and information warfare.
In today's warfare, countries are weakened through economic warfare. Through cyber warfare, entire systems can be affected. In the space domain as well, competition and security have become major issues. Most importantly, today is the era of information warfare, where controlling the narrative has become an important part of warfare.
Warfare ka important part ban chuka.
Addressing another program in Haldwani on the completion of 4 years of the BJP government in Uttarakhand, Mr. Singh said India has taken a clear stand on the ongoing conflict in West Asia. He emphasized that a solution should be found through dialogue and diplomacy. 22 countries yesterday urged Iran to halt attacks and reopen the Strait of Hormuz, warning of global consequences. In a joint statement, countries including the United Arab Emirates, Bahrain, the United Kingdom, Germany, France, Japan, South Korea and Australia condemned Iran's attacks on commercial vessels and energy facilities in the region. They warned that the impact of such actions would be felt worldwide, particularly by vulnerable populations, and called for immediate de-escalation. The government has modified the Mutual Credit Guarantee Scheme, MCGS, to support micro, small and medium enterprises, MSME manufacturers and exporters in line with budget 2025-26. The scheme provides 60% guarantee coverage by National Credit Guarantee Trustee Company Limited to member lending institutions for credit facility up to 100 crore rupees, sanctioned to eligible MSMEs under MCGS MSME for purchase of equipment and machinery. In a statement, the Ministry of Finance said that modifications expand coverage, reduce compliance burden and provide targeted incentives for exporter MSMEs. Under the revised norms, the 5% upfront contribution has been made refundable with 1% return each year from the fourth year onwards, subject to satisfactory loan performance. And the India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast thunderstorm accompanied by lightning and gusty winds at isolated places over sub-Himalayan West Bengal and Sikkim today. According to IMD, Gangetic West Bengal, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram and Tripura, Odisha and West Rajasthan will experience similar conditions. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Stay tuned as we will be back with the evening English news at 7:20. Have a nice day.